It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and hit deep to left center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Carson Kelly, a 2-run homer. Cubs lead 2-0. The 2-1. Happ drives one in the air to right field. Back goes Carroll. That ball is gone. Ian Happ with a grand slam, and the Cubs lead 6-1.
A game that's already been crazy. Cubs are hoping it gets a lot crazier. Here's the 1-0.
A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. Back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Game on. A 3-run homer by Carson Kelly. And it's an 11-10 ball game. Still nobody out. Eighth inning.
Kyle Tucker hits a drive into right field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone.
The Cubs have taken the lead. Can you believe it? Listen to Wrigley.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, along with the biggest names, greatest guests, and listener interaction on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
Well, it was one for the ages at Wrigley yesterday. Good morning, everybody. Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Judson Richards in for the venerable David Haugh and Bruce Levine with you for the next 2 hours. Calls and texts, of course, are welcome at 312-644-6767. Bruce, great to be with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Judson. Yeah, what a day at Wrigley Field. It's one of those games that goes into the memory of all Cub fans and into the record books as one of the great games. Things that in the many years at Wrigley Field, over 100 years that the Cubs have played at Wrigley Field, you saw something yesterday that never happened before, and that was 16 runs scored in one inning by both teams. A 10-run inning followed by the Cubs coming back and actually winning that game, something that's only been done 7 times in Major League history after another team scored 10 runs. So there's plenty to talk about and a lot of excitement going on with the Chicago Cubs, as you heard the great calls by Pat Hughes on the game yesterday, along with Ron Coomer and Zach Zaidman, calling it one of the most exciting games in Cub history.
You know, Bruce, and by the way, if you were there, if you were at Wrigley, we'd love to hear from you. 312-644-6767. What was your experience? After the Kyle Tucker home run, Bruce, it just happened to cut. Well, it wasn't by mistake. There was a great reaction that Marquis got of what was happening in the Cubs dugout. One of those great reactions was Matt Boyd, the left-handed starter for the Cubs. He will join us coming up at 9:30. So what was his experience like for a guy who spent 11 years in the big leagues? His face kind of said it all, that it was something that he had never been a part of before. Again, you said it, Bruce, the 16 combined runs, the most in a single inning, that eighth inning ever in Wrigley Field history. 312-644-6767. And Bruce, really, for a Cubs team, they are at the top of the division. We will get to this bullpen in a little bit. But one of the things they do really, really well, whether it's get to second base to try to beat out a force out to extend an inning, or if they need to slug their way to a victory, this is kind of a team that has a way about them where they are tough outs. They keep going. They're kind of a grinding bunch so far through April.
Well, I think that you can roundabout by saying that Hoyer and Carter Hawkins did a fantastic job of adding really important guys to this team. Probably no one more important than Kyle Tucker. But again, when you look at the Carson Kellys of the world, when you talk about people like Matthew Boyd and hopefully some of the bullpen additions, which have been a little bit wonky, we'll get to that as well. But again, when you look at the resiliency, and I use that term a number of times in describing the Cubs this week, and use that to talk to some of the players about, they feel that they're never out of a game. Now, that's most overused term, I think, in sports, right? That we're never out of a game. But with the Cubs, I think there's that building confidence that regardless of how bad things get, and, being down there in the dugout, getting ready to do the post-game interview and watching this thing happen from the seventh inning on, you saw the ups and downs, or I was able to see the ups and downs of the benches and see the relief pitchers come go out and then come back in and sit next to each other and kind of wait for the offense to take over. It was something really, interesting to watch, because you see the joy and the sorrow of what's going on during a ball game and how teammates lift other people above where the performance was at, and we saw that yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. What a game it was. And we'll hear from Ian Happ, Kyle Tucker, Craig Counsell on really playing in that game, playing through the weather as well yesterday. But do you want to go out to the phones, Bruce? 312-644-6767. Bruce, you were there. Justin from Joliet was also there as well. Bruce, good morning. What was your experience like?
Oh, that was absolutely crazy. I had my three daughters with me. It was their very first Cubs game, and that place was...
Their
absolutely
first game, rocking. Justin?
Yes, it was amazing. That place was rocking, just the highs and the lows. It's like Pat Hughes always says, you never know.
Justin, it's difficult these days. You can't save a ticket, right? I'm assuming, do you do it on the app? Like, what do you do? Do you screenshot the app and then email it and then print it out? Like, what memories do you keep from that?
Do that. Yeah, just... You got to screenshot it, but yeah, it was great. Yeah, we got some good pictures. Unbelievable. I'm only 30 years old, but that was the craziest game I've ever been to.
No doubt, Justin.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Were you tempted to leave that game early after the Cubs went up 7-1 at a point where they added on in the sixth inning?
I definitely wasn't tempted, but there was a few fans around us who did leave, but not the Wrigley faithful.
Attaboy, Justin. Thanks for the call. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Luke from River Grove. Luke had an inkling about this game. Hey, Luke, what's going on?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on, and happy Saturday. Yeah,
back at you.
2-1 going into the seventh. I was starting to fall asleep in that game. Before the game, we saw that the wind is blowing out. I bet a bunch of home run bets. Of course, I'm a betting man. Saw the Cubs go down 11-7. I decided to sprinkle a little bit at +1,000 for the Cubs to come back. Just had that feeling that the bullpens for both teams were struggling, and obviously we cashed a nice ticket on that. But that game was season ticket holder, and I've been to many games. By far the best game I've been to back and forth over a 2-3 inning stretch.
Luke, thanks for the call. How about that, Bruce? Not only as a Cubs fan do you enjoy it, but get to make a little money off of that game?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the extra bonus there. Again, coming down to the dugout and sitting in the stands for part of the sixth inning, as the Cubs moved ahead, you know, I was able to see, you know, first of all, it was overcast. It started to rain. And some of the fans felt, wow, this is a good time to beat the crowd in the rain. So there were, you know, a number of people in the section I was sitting at behind the dugout, you know, got up and left because they felt the game was done, you know. And when the wind's blowing out 25 at Wrigley, we found out many, many years ago, Judson, the game is never done.
No, it certainly isn't. Let's hear from Ian Happ, who, by the way, you know, Ian feels like an afterthought. Like Carson Kelly's like off to the best start. I think he has the best ops in all of baseball with 40 plus at bats. If you had that, yeah, the minimum of 40 plate appearances, he has the best ops in Major League Baseball. Of course, Kyle Tucker takes the lead. Let's not sleep on the grand slam from Ian Happ. Here he is after the game on that weather.
Day like that at Wrigley, like, you know that there's going to be runs scored. It just keeping a team to one run in that environment is really, really tough. And so, you knew it wasn't over. I think when we were up 2-1, like, you knew you had to score more runs to win that game, and we did a really good job of coming back and having really good at-bats there.
Bruce, did you get a sense with the win that there was a shift and that potentially this game could go bonkers?
Yeah, the win picked up significantly in the seventh inning, but what really happened was two outstanding pitchers, which went by the boards in Burns and Ray, threw outstanding games, okay? They kept the ball down for most of the game. That was the key to the early part of the game. Then when they came out and the score's 2-1, the wind suddenly picked up in the bottom of the sixth inning, and you saw any fly ball that was going to go up there was going to get a lot of help, and it really did because the wind was blowing out on a day in April, which normally is not a southwest wind. This was a southwest, probably beginning of the game, 15-17. By the last three innings, probably moving about 25 miles an hour. So you saw a significant change in the game. Anything up in the air was going out or over outfielders' heads. It was, you know, your typical atypical or Wrigley game where when the wind's blowing out, you never know what's going to happen. But I think what's lost was this was a pitcher's duel for six innings.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Wasn't it a 2-1 game going into the seventh inning? I mean, one of the most bizarre numbers in this one, Bruce, because we all know you've been to a game, you do the seventh inning stretch, you're kind of at that point where it's like, do I get one last beer before they stop selling them? Do I think about leaving because it's so late? There were 21 runs scored after the seventh inning stretch, Bruce.
Yeah, good reason to stick around, right?
Right.
it was fun. And you know what? It's why Wrigley Field and Cub games have so much history and so much fun around it. Because in the last homestand, we were standing there. We were dealing with wind chills of 18 degrees, right? Mm. And games that people were talking about, Why are they playing these games in this weather? Well, you have to play the schedule, and these teams, for the most part, were not coming back to Wrigley Field. But, you know, the reality of you never know what's going to happen at Wrigley Field from game to game. You know, Happ talked about that. You know, the wild ride of Wrigley Field. Council talked about it.
Yeah, let's hear from Craig Council. Here he is on that Wrigley weather.
I don't know how much the weather had an impact on the home runs. I'm not sure. But it is, the weather affects the games here more than any other stadium. I mean, I think that's the thing you have to always keep in mind. You're thinking about it, absolutely.
Yeah, it affects the game, but it affects both dugouts the same. And so luckily, the Cubs able to come out on top on that wild day. Were you there yesterday at Wrigley Field? 312-644-6767. Jim is with us out in Naperville. Hey, Jim, what was your experience like at the game yesterday?
Hey guys, how's it going today? Thanks for having me on. It was amazing. It was like watching a little league or a travel baseball game at some point. It was just like the runs were just amazing. I think it kind of showed what's good and bad about the Cubs too. I mean, like, their offensive power is excellent. Their lineup is really strong. But defensively at third base, there's a couple of situations where they made errors, and it just, you know, that's a situation I think still they got to figure out, and their bullpen they got to figure out. But as far as the day, it was amazing. Shared it with my son and his two buddies. Just an unbelievably great time and great atmosphere at the field. It was great.
Jim, thanks for the call. Bruce, I got to be honest, after the score moved to 11-7, the Cubs had a 98% win expectancy down to a 4% win expectancy.
Who said?
Well, I explained. Did
some machine tell you that?
I explained that to my wife this morning, and her reaction was, this is why we don't pay attention to statistics. So, I mean, is that your point?
Statistics are really, no. Numbers are really important, and they're fun to watch. And they're a huge part of the game now. So you have to pay attention to numbers. But statistics as to the human element of how players are going to respond, how they're going to hit against a particular pitcher on that day compared to what they've done in the past, what the chances are. I mean, I think it's fun to hear about, but come on, that's why we go to games, because players and humans play the game. That's what it's all about. And there were things that humans never did before in a 9-inning game yesterday at Wrigley Field that we were fortunate enough to watch.
Can't wait to talk to Matt Boyd, not only about his hot start, but also his experience in the dugout yesterday with the Cubs. Matt Boyd will join us coming up at 9:30 this morning. This is Inside the Clubhouse on 6-7 The Score. Judson Richards in for David Haugh. Bruce, what I was going to say is, Jim just reminded me about that Gage Workman error, right? Like, because of the comeback, instead of us talking not only about the revolving door at third base, and then also the second worst bullpen ERA in baseball with the Cubs, because they came out ahead, we're talking about a different conversation, but there are probably some other things that we should discuss, including that bullpen.
Well, first, let's talk about a positive.
Yeah.
You and I talked about it off the air, and you brought it up, Judson. Presley's starting to really round into shape as the closer, having some shutdown innings compared to not having command of his great breaking ball earlier in the year and getting into a lot of trouble. So not the high wire act that we saw before in the at the end of games. That's been something that probably has been ignored here in the last few games. You get to the rest of the bullpen, and there has been problems there. The setups, not necessarily what you wanted. Also, Council getting into situations where the last game with Luke Little, and the fact that he had to stick with Little longer than he wanted to because he had used his bullpen to the point where everybody had pitched 2 and 3 days before that. So Council hadn't fallen asleep at the wheel. The reality is that he's not going to sacrifice the health of his pitchers by winning a ball game. He's going to have to deal with what he's got. In that case, it was Luke Little walking the bases loaded, walking a run in. They were trailing at the time. It was just made it more difficult to come back. And Little was sent to the minor leagues. Brought up was Wicks yesterday.
Yeah.
Wicks had his share of problems as well, unfortunately not getting anybody out. And just like everybody else in the bullpen for the Cubs and Arizona, it was a rough day from the seventh inning on.
Yeah, we should mention, right, that 5.83 ERA, when you have a day like that at Wrigley yesterday, it is going to balloon those statistics. Now, last year, a lot of these ERAs, including for the starting pitching, were better because Wrigley Field did not play friendly to the offense, played much more friendly to the defense. This is one that's going to change a lot of numbers, right? If you look at Porter Hodges' ERA today, I don't think it fairly discusses the seasons that he's had so far. But the one thing that we don't want to see, Bruce, because there seems to be a little bit of a familiarity of what we watched last year versus this year for the Cubs. They were a very good team in April. They may have even been better last year, wins and losses wise, but the Cubs had a very difficult start to the season with who they've been facing. So they're over 500. They're at the top of their division, but we're watching the bullpen have some struggles. And then May and June last year, we know what happened with Adbert Alzolay and Hector Neris and how many games they were blowing in the ninth inning that ultimately you felt like changed the course of the season and kept them out of the playoffs ultimately.
Well, there was one other element, and that was the offense totally failed in those 2 months, in May and June. So it was a multiple of the bullpen failing and the offense not being there. Made them the worst team in baseball in May and June last year, and that cost them the ability. You know, they had to play catch-up baseball the rest of the way and win 83 games. We know the rest of the story. They finished out of the playoffs by a few games, just like they did the year before by one game. The reality is the offense is different this year, okay? It's still a sample size. We're not saying they're going to be the best offense in baseball, but the way that they perform now and just the addition of Tucker himself and the presence of him in a lineup makes an enormous difference. And I know statistically you can't support talking about Tucker having a profound effect on the pitchers meeting for the opposition each day and how they prepare around you. But let me tell you, it has a huge effect on who they want to pitch to, who they don't want to pitch to, and it's certainly Tucker that they don't want to pitch to in an important part of the game. Everybody else is just profiting from that. And then, of course, the uncanny Carson Kelly, who is the best player in baseball statistically,
yeah.
If you go by numbers,
yep.
He's only played, I believe, is this 12 games now that he's played this year? And statistically, he's in the mix as a top offensive player. As you mentioned, his OPS is, what is it?
It's 1675.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's off the chart. They don't even rank it because he doesn't have enough at bats.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, not his problem that his numbers are that good. I mean, so, Bruce, you got a catcher hitting for the cycle here. I mean, that's the kind of year that Carson Kelly is having when he's legging out triples.
And don't forget Miguel Amaya and the fact that combined, the Cubs catchers have 30 RBIs, okay? 30 RBIs. There's no position in baseball that has contributed 30 RBIs other than the Chicago Cubs catchers so far this year. So what was one of the biggest weaknesses on the Chicago Cubs for the first 4 months last year has turned into a tremendous strength.
And if that lineup comes out today and Carson Kelly isn't in it and you're screaming.
I'm really good with Amaya.
Well, here's my point. If you're screaming at Craig Counsell, how do you not play this hot bat of Carson Kelly? You've got to give a manager credit for recognizing matchups. If I'm Carson Kelly, I'm looking at my manager going, you're doing a great job. Right, you obviously recognize who I match up well against. I'm going to follow your lead. You get well rested as a catcher for a position that takes a toll on you. So this is not only Carson Kelly deserves a majority of the credit, but building a deeper bench, a manager using matchups properly, speaks really, really well to how Counsell is using Kelly and Amaya as of right now.
So as Amaya said yesterday, he said, you know, our number one job is to be there for the catchers. And at 9:30, you will hear Matthew Boyd talking to us about those catchers. Number one job is to be there defensively and handle the game for the pitcher. The offense is usually just a plus when it comes to catching. So in this case, this is an anomaly because you're looking at catchers who are dominating games for the Chicago Cubs, who are putting up numbers that, you know, nobody can really quite understand. And the fact that each of them have caught 11 or 12 games right now, think about the rest factor for a catcher.
Yep.
And being prepared and getting those legs rested. And the fact that if one catches 82 games and the other catches 80, how great that's going to be for the Cubs. They're not going to continue to put up these numbers. Catchers never are able to keep putting up numbers because they get tired. But with two guys filling that role, you know, Counsell and Hoyer and Carter Hawkins envisioned two really good catchers that can stay fresh and help both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, when you've got Pete Crow Armstrong hitting like he has been recently, combined with the catcher production, you're getting great production from the bottom of your order, which sets up the top of the order really well, and it's why this has been one of the best offenses in the game. Coming up next, what does Cubs starter Matt Boyd credit his hot start to? We'll ask the left-hander next. This is Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Good high fastball, got him. And that's going to be out number one, strikeout number two for Matthew Boyd.
That was Matthew Boyd with a win over the San Diego Padres just a couple of weeks ago. It'll be a tough follow-up performance today at Wrigley, by the way. Cubs and Diamondbacks, he'll do it again. You'll hear Pat and Ron right here. Our pregame show begins at 12:45. First pitch at 1:20. But now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Cubs left-hander Matt Boyd. Download the Circa app today. Matt, good morning. Listen, you've been around. This is your 11th year in the bigs. You've seen some things. But have you ever seen a game like that that you were a part of yesterday at Wrigley?
No, I have not. I've been part of some crazy games. But in terms of those, considering how everything, was feeling coming into that the seventh inning, and pretty crazy how things transpired after that. I'm glad we came out on top.
Matt, thanks for joining us so much. And I was talking to Colin Ray after the great game he pitched, and I said, you know, how do you pitch in a game like that and keep the ball down? I think the undervalued real subject of the game was the pitching duel between him and Burns to begin that ball game, and then just the way that it changed dramatically when the wind picked up just a few miles an hour and pitchers started to get the ball up in the zone. I'm sure that was probably one day where you were happy you weren't pitching, right?
No, I mean, one thing that always comes,
you can never control the weather, can't control geography. All those things don't change how you pitch, right? That's just like it, when it comes down to it, your game is your game and you got to go out there and attack. Now, games like that, sometimes you try to leverage some, maybe some things a little more to your advantage. Like, you know, if the wind's blowing straight out, maybe like, you know, try to get on some guy's hands a little more or whatnot. And you know, you think of, you know, depending on what the weather might be, but Colin did a great job. And I think Colin's been so good this year. And it's really cool. His stuff is electric. His heater is just, it plays at the top. It plays at the bottom. You know, his breaking stuff is crisp. And it's he did a great job yesterday and he's been really fun to watch. You know, going on this year.
We're joined by Cubs starter Matt Boyd on 6-7 The Score. So, Matt, there was a great moment yesterday. The Kyle Tucker home run, camera pans to you, and you had this very genuine, just like, whoa, like you were just taken aback. And you may have had that feeling a few times in watching such a pure hitter in Kyle Tucker. What's it like to play with him? What's it like to not have to face him? What's it like to watch that every day?
Kyle's a special talent, I'm glad I don't have to face him. It was always impressive whenever we saw those six games against the Astros each year, and then that last half I played against the Mariners, we saw the Astros a little more, and it's never fun facing him. You know, he was always a guy in the lineup that when he was younger, it was always like, hey, don't let this guy's age fool you. You know, he's the guy that doesn't beat us today, and that's saying something coming in those kind of, those lineups, those Astros lineups over the past, you know, eight years and so and whatnot. I'm glad he's on our team. He's, you know, I think consistency is something that speaks to greatness in this game, right? You know, there's a lot of guys that are, you know, are just, you know, big bright bursts, if you want, not, but what Kyle does every day, what he goes out, he does on both sides of the baseball, his approach, despite who's on the mound, the guy is disciplined. He understands what brings him success. And those are things that are really hard to find in this game. And what he does is awesome for the Cubbies. And I'm grateful he's wearing the pinstripes with us.
Matthew, there is nothing more political in the game of baseball than the pitcher-catcher dynamic, okay? It's so political that, you know, you rarely hear a pitcher say anything that isn't complimentary about the catcher and vice versa. That's just, you know, pitchers and catchers don't go there anytime with media people or even to the point where it's, you know, it's contradictory, it doesn't help moving forward. But in the case of what you guys have going with Carson Kelly and with Miguel Amaya, for you, a new pitcher for the Cubs, what is that like, and how outstanding has that been for you?
You say political, I'd say it's more like a relationship. I go even a step further, you know. It's one of those things where it's like
a marriage.
When your relation, exactly right. It's you. Through thick and thin, right? You're together. So, you know, it's that's what it is. Like I was, Brad Ausmus was my first manager in Detroit, and he talked about how, like, hey, that is your relationship to make better. And it's up to you. So like, go do that. And as a rookie pitcher going up to, you know, veteran catcher like, you know, Alex Avila, it was intimidating, but that's exactly what it is that it's, if you want to work it for 33 plus starts and you know, get the best out of each other, it needs to be open communication. And I think with Carson, I've had a previous relationship with him, you know, like I've known him ever since my Oregon State days, and I was trying to get him to become a Beaver, and he chose elsewhere, and, you know, and ended up in the big leagues, and, you know, it was a high draft pick. And Miggy, you know, to believe he's in his mid-20s is he's got wisdom beyond his years. He carries himself like a 10-year vet, and it's so impressive. We're so fortunate to have you. You know, you're really lucky to have one good catcher on the team. We're so fortunate to have two. it's just, these guys are great. They make us better every day. And, you know, again, I'm grateful they're Cubbies. You know, it's fun to work with them.
Matt, take us on the mound with you. You've been off to a tremendous start. 22 innings of pitch, your ERA sitting right at 2. You've been feeling really good. What is there any particular pitches that you carried on through the offseason you worked on? What's been best for you in a great start in April?
Yeah, it's kind of boring. There's nothing new. It's just doubling down on what I do, right? I've got four, you know, maybe you can even say five pitches, you know, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. Last start, we used the curveball more than we had all year. The start before that, I think we rode the slider a little bit more. And the start before that, we rode the changeup a little bit more, or vice versa with those last two starts. And that's I think that's kind of what I pride myself on. I pride myself on strike one. Hat tip to Miggy and Carson and Tommy and Casey and the pitching department, you know, and see like we have a really good game plan going in. And, the goal is to just like hit pitching is just keeping guys off balance. You know, we live in a day and age that's all stuff is paramount. We have guys throwing just electric stuff up there, you know, high octane fastballs. We've got guys that have just amazing breaking balls, and it's fun to watch, but like, I know that's not my game. You know, I can maybe start to dabble in that, but like, I feel called to pitch and change speeds and continue to try to keep guys off balance. And I'm a product of those people around me, right? Those catchers are helping me, you know, they're showing me how to do it. And Tommy's showing me how to do it. And it's, I'm really thankful for these guys and how they've, you know, prepared me to attack every day.
Matthew Boyd, our guest on Inside the Clubhouse. We're just a few more minutes. It's Judson and Bruce for you until 11 o'clock. When you signed with the Cubs, I got text and calls from Cleveland media people, from Detroit media people, from baseball people all around and said, telling me, you are in for a treat with Matthew Boyd coming to Chicago. Didn't know quite what they meant, but the communication skills and the joy that you bring to every game is really evident to me from the first day I met you in spring training. Where does that come from?
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you, Bruce. I can flip that and say I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of awesome people in my baseball career, and I'm very, very thankful to be around so many awesome people in all those places. But it's just great. I'm grateful. Last year the first half of the season I didn't have a job. I was rehabbing at home, and there were so many blessings in that. I got to be coaching my kids, and I was rehabbing, you know, in the afternoons, and getting to be with my wife every single day, and my kid get to wake up with my kids and put them to bed every night, and that was so special. I didn't have a job. The game was taken, you know, away from me. Now, I couldn't throw a baseball and whatnot, but it's when the game's taken away, it puts things in perspective, you know, and not that that was the only moment in doing that, but you know, just kind of recently, it's just like it just gives you a lot of gratitude every day you get to come into the clubhouse, because it won't be like that forever. And I don't know when it's going to end. It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 years from now. I don't know, but I am grateful for every single day that I get to do this, because this is a dream. It was my dream. It was put on my heart when I was a kid, and I get to play Major League Baseball, and like I want to play Major League Baseball. Something I always wanted to do, watch Going to the Kingdom with my dad in Seattle. So, the fact that I get to do this, I don't take it lightly. I'm really, really thankful for it. I get to walk out at Wrigley Field every day. Like, this is amazing. It's so cool. No knock to any of the other stadiums I play in, but like, I'm like, man, this is a place that is like, it's amazing that, I get to call this, you know, home right now. And I'm so grateful that God has put me in this situation, that this is my assignment today. Assignment could change tomorrow. I know that, but, today that's the assignment, and, got to go at it with everything I got. 'Cause you know, that's what I'm commanded to do, and I'm thankful for it.
Man, it's so refreshing to hear that much gratitude. I've got one more for you, and you can keep it brief, but it's a Saturday. You can imagine how many moms and dads driving their sons and daughters around to games to play, to maybe get where you are one day. Give us a little something for maybe a 10-year-old to take on to the mound with them from a mental aspect.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, if you're in that situation right now, I would just say this. I'd say, you know, you're playing baseball, and baseball is a game, and it's supposed to be fun. So the second that anything gets in the way of that, try to take a look and do a little, you know, self check and say, okay, why is this not fun? And remember that, try to reshift that focus and be like, okay, whatever lies telling me that this isn't fun, that's not the truth. And I'm getting to play a game, and I'm fortunate to get to play a game, and games are supposed to be fun. And, you know, go out there, give it all you got, have fun while doing it though, you know, cause it is a fun game. And, you know, whatever is getting in the way of that, like, try to examine it. Cause if there's something getting in the way that, of it being fun, it's probably a lie. You know, there's a lot of joy in this game. You get to play baseball, get to throw a ball around with your buddies. And you get to go compete and doing something that's just, you know, all around a great game. So always just make sure it's about fun. And when you're out there and you put on the uniform, give it all you got.
In closing with you, and Matt, again, we appreciate it so much. When you look at this version of the Cubs after 20 or so games, is there a way for you to get a handle on all the other good teams you've been on and feel the idea that this is a team that has something special going for it?
Well, I'll say this, right? We're very early in the season, and this season, as you know, is going to have ups and downs inevitably. There's going to be some valleys. There's going to be mountaintops. That's what, you know, the course of 162 does to you. But the things that kind of take you through that, right, are like an amazing culture in the clubhouse, and we have that. It's amazing leadership, and we have that too. And talent always helps, and we've also got that. So those are three things that I will always take to the bank. We got a really special club. We got a really special ball club. We believe in ourselves. I think that's extremely important. And, you know, we're very present in that. So we're really grateful to have some great leaders in Craig and the staff that are guiding us. And we're ready to just go compete today. And that's what matters. So I'm excited about what's ahead.
Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day. See you in the clubhouse.
Yeah, sounds good. See you guys.
Thanks, Matt. How about that, Bruce? I mean, you know, he was easy to root for before, and it becomes that much easier after that conversation.
You know, there's a lot of great people in the game, and that's the good fortune I've had over my career and a lot of the other reporters. So many good people in the game. We hear so often about guys that aren't easy to deal with and not friendly or difficult. It's, you know, the majority of guys are outstanding to deal with. And, you know, it's, you know, we're the lucky ones most of the time. They have jobs like we have to be able to cover these games and be able to transfer all this information and personality and profile to all the people out there. So he's one of the great guys in the game. We're happy to have him here.
Yeah, no doubt. And I love that advice for the youth. Because that's what you are. You're young. You're a kid. Have fun. Whether it's travel ball or otherwise, we like to put enormous expectations on these athletes. And he reiterated, it's supposed to be fun. Recheck. Reset yourself and make sure that it is fun. Bruce, you and I, we are open the rest of the show. I love that, all the way to 11 o'clock, which means plenty of times for phone calls and texts. We will do that, especially coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, because we'll have a short next segment. But how about this? Let's go here. Even as low as expectations were for the White Sox heading into the season, are they actually worse than we thought they'd be at this point? That's coming up next. It's Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Jets Richards in for David Hodd today. He is Bruce Levine. It is Inside the Clubhouse. We have, I don't know what's going to be in store today, Bruce. I mean, you talk about a follow-up. Game 2, Diamondbacks and the Cubs coming up at 121st pitch, 1245. Zach Zabin will take over the pregame show. It should be an interesting one. If you missed our conversation with Matt Boyd, find it on the Rewind function with the Odyssey app. It is there. It was sensational. On the other side of town, Bruce, how about this? It took the White Sox 18 games to get to 15 losses last year. This year, it took them 19 games to get to 15 losses. The White Sox are 4-15. We're watching a very, very similar outcome this year.
Yeah, well, this is a brief segment, so we're not going to get too much into that. We will in our next segment as we talk a little bit about the job itself as the manager, how that is going, what the thoughts are about the organization, where the White Sox are going. Is that young pitching going to be good enough? These are all things that certainly the White Sox are looking at. Judson, I don't think there was – now, you tell me, but where were the high hopes for the White Sox this year, okay? They hired a new manager. I think he is the right man for the job. They brought in more young players in the trade they made with Boston for Garrett Crochet. But where was it written or talked about that they were going to be better in 2025?
Yeah, by the way, and I think they've got Garrett Crochet again tomorrow, right? Who had the no-hitter into the eighth inning at Wrigley Field. Luckily, Chase Mydrop broke it up in the eighth inning. But they're going to have to
see. They'll kick his butt tomorrow. I mean,
oh, really?
They've seen him once already this year, right?
Okay. Sure. You're right. Now that they've seen him, they should get him next time. You know, the saying that the one thing that kept being said about the White Sox this year is they could lose 100 games and be 21 wins better or 21 games better. Well, they're at pace with the 121 loss team. And I think that there was just a little bit of a fresh start. You get Pedro Grifol out of there, Will Venable in there. Maybe some young prospects come up. All I know is, and we are going to get to on the other side, I'm going to save my thoughts for Luis Robert Jr. coming up. We're going to hear from Ozzie Guillen. We've got Chin Music. Did you hear what Ozzie Guillen said about Pedro Grifol on with Molly and Ha? We have that for you coming up. So we're going to dive into this thing. As I mentioned, Bruce, we do not have any guests in the 10 o'clock hour. We have people on hold. So we're gonna talk Cubs. We're going to talk White Sox. You want to do it? Let's do it. 312-644-6767. Did you hear what Ozzie Guillen said about Pedro Grifol? And why? Why isn't Luis Robert Jr. playing? We'll talk about it coming up next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.